It's my desire in this session to just give you some ways to think about assigning homework and a few ideas. I'm not the guru of homework. I'm really not. But I actually think the higher priority is learning how to think about it. Not what are the three that Janet did, but though I'm going to share some ideas. Otherwise, here's what I've seen. I will share an idea. They'll use the tool. And then they're like, now what? And I'm like, okay. Well, the tool was not the thing. So if you don't understand the thinking behind it and what to do with it, it's just one more thing. That could indicate it wasn't as clear in your mind about why you assigned it. I just said, you know what I do in those situations, something like this. I'm like, oh, I'll do that. And then they do it and they come back to me and they're like, we did it. That wasn't the goal to do it. It was what's going to come out of it, what you learn, all of that. So I'm going to review just some basic foundational structure that if you've been around, I hope you've heard this from Amy Baker. I'm going to give her credit. She shares this. We meet monthly as female counselors. Frequently, when they're asking questions, she's like, you know what I'm going to say. But what they're learning is, how do these things apply to this? How do the same structure apply to this? And she says it better than I do, but I'm the one doing the session, so you're going to hear it from me. And it's been very helpful. Basic structure of counseling. Different people are going to say different things. This is a way to think about it. It's not the way. But I found it helpful. One, hear her story well. And you're like, well, duh. Right. That's number one. Seek to understand the person in front of you. In the absence of knowing them, you're going to make assumptions based on their presenting problem. Oh, they battle self-harm? They're going to need blah, 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 blah. Why do they battle self-harm? I don't know. Okay. Or she lost a spouse. I lost a spouse. I know what I struggled with, so I know what she's struggling with. No, you don't. It might be similar. It might not. We will naturally assume. We even have to be careful. That's why I've said a few times, I think, in other sessions, even when they say a word, don't assume your definition of the word. So you need to ask a lot of questions. And I've had people that I'm working with say, I just never even know what to ask next. And it's like, well, I can't give you a list because I don't know what they're going to say. Here's what I would recommend. Be curious. Don't try to figure out what's the next question because I'm supposed to keep asking questions. Want to know them. So when they say, I'm sad all the time, what do you want to know? Have you always been? Do you see it more sometimes than others? And you know what you've already assumed is what sad is. What do you mean by that? What's that look like to you? Can you picture them in a typical week? If not, you don't know enough. Are you picturing you? When I say I'm sad, I know what I mean. I don't know what she means. So like, you're asking a lot of questions, not because you're like, what's the next one? Because I don't know. And I will say to people sometimes, this may sound like a really stupid question, and I'm really not trying to be, I'm just telling you, I really want to know what you mean. So when you say sad, what do you mean? Because they're looking at you like, you don't know what the word sad means. Like, are you kidding me? And I'll say, I don't know. Does that mean you cry all day? Well, no. So see, I don't know what that means. They may not know how to answer it. So that's where you get better at asking questions like, well, walk me through a day. What's it look like? Well, I wake up. I go about my business. What are you thinking about? Oh, yeah. What a weight. So as you're listening, you're not listening so you can ask the next question because you want to do your job. You're listening because you want to learn them. And in hearing their story well, you know what that includes? Entering in. Like if they tell you, I wake up in the morning and I'm already thinking, I'm probably going to fail. Somebody's going to get mad at me. I don't even want to get up and face the day. Here's the counseling temptation. Oh, I know answers to those things. That's a wrong focus. Here's hearing her story well. Oh my word, I can't imagine how heavy that is. So I'm not trying to fix you right now. I want to know you. I want her to go, yes, she gets it. It is heavy. Even if it's sinful and wrong thinking, right now I'm saying, wow, I can't even imagine what it would be like to wake up with that weight on my shoulders. I'm not sure I'd want to get up. I know there's days I don't. And you know what I get to say? Did you get up? Yeah. Praise God. Look at you getting up, even with all that going on in your head. Because I'm just trying to hear and love. I'm not trying to fix. So don't start out that way. So, hear her story well. Then, but certainly these are not, I'm done hearing your story, and now we will do this. And as a new counselor, that's what you're going to try to do. I spent 3 weeks on hearing your story. Do you think I heard enough? Okay, now that I've heard, we're going to do this. It's not a curriculum, but it does go in this order, right? I don't start with, here's what you're doing wrong. I start with listening. But I'm going to always be listening. But the focus is more on that at the beginning because I don't know. So as I get to know her, I'm going to have a better idea which aspects of God's beauty would be most meaningful to her. And I want her to see the beauty of God as it connects with what she's already told me. A precious friend talking about the fact that no one's ever listened to me. The beauty that God delights to hear. That might be where we go for a while. Because it's true. I could also talk about his holiness. There's lots of things. But I'm going to be tailoring it to the beautiful aspect that matches where she connects to where. And so it could be several. It's not like here's the thing. But I'm thinking, again, I'm loving her. I'm not following my curriculum. I'm loving her. And I've listened and I've thought, wow, what a weight. One of the things maybe I would be thinking is, how do I help her know that Jesus wants the weight? She doesn't need to feel guilty. It's my issue. It's mine to carry. What would it do for her to know, actually, you know what hurts his heart? When he sees you carrying it instead of letting him. And maybe we're going to study that part of God's character. So I want her to see the beauty of God. And as I'm doing it, I get the privilege of only by the grace of God, because I've been standing under the waterfall of his hesed, I get to model it. I'm only a taste and I'm going to fail. I get that. But I get to model it. God cares about her suffering, which means my response should give her a taste of someone who cares about her suffering, not just someone who knows the three verses to tell her she doesn't need to act like that, which may be true, but he cares. How about God is faithful to her even when she's doubting him? Can I just help you picture that when you are squirming around, spitting on God, saying, I don't even think he cares about me, you know where you actually are? Sitting safe in his lap with his arms around you. You can squirm all you want, and you're still safe. Isn't that awesome? Because God is faithful. Did you know there's a verse that says, even when I'm faithless, he's faithful because he can't deny himself? We may go there and go, let's think about that. What does that mean? Because what she's describing maybe to you is, I know all the ways I've not been faithful. Oh, do you know that even while that's going on, not once you repent only, while that's going on, he's still faithful to you. Oh, my word, I don't deserve it. I know. Isn't that amazing? Helping her see the beauty of God. On that foundation, which we continue to build, I'm still learning more about her story. I'm still wanting to show the beauty of God, but I'm going to turn more to, guess what? You know how we've seen that God is beautiful and amazing? Do you know what he's called you to do? Not abject fear. Not then you better obey because I'm your overlord. We might talk about the fact that he calls himself her bridegroom. And you know what he wants you to do? He wants you to show the world how beautiful he is. That's your job. It's not work hard like Pharaoh, so we might look at Pharaoh and contrast. The people were weak. What did Pharaoh do? You work hard so I can sit. And what did God say? Stand and watch while I work on your behalf. That's what your God is like. Sounds like you've been following.